So I'm just trying to catch up on this now. The conservatorship hearing for Britney Spears, I believe, takes place today. Liz Day is a senior editor of New York Times Presents, and she was the creator of that Framing Britney Spears documentary, which had everybody talking. So what's the latest on that now? I'm reading from a piece in the New York Times. She says, Britney does. The system has too much control. Representatives for Mr. Spears, her dad, declined comment, but said the conservatorship was necessary to protect Britney from exploitation and harm, even though it seems like he's the one who has been exploiting her. She's worth $60 million, and he has access to it. And they say the level of control that this legal term exercises over her estate includes everything down to the color of her kitchen cabinets. It's not clear that she didn't need some sort of help, but was he the right guy to do it? Miss Spears' first tour under the conservatorship, The Circus, starring Britney Spears, was designed to be a dry one, with cast and crew forbidden from drinking alcohol or even energy drinks around Miss Spears, according to three people who worked on it. I'm reading from the Times. During this period, a former nanny and housekeeper for Miss Spears claimed Mr. Spears engaged in verbal abuse, tirades, inappropriate behavior, and alcoholic relapses himself. In 2014, Mr. Ingram told the court that Miss Spears believed her father was drinking, according to a transcript of the closed hearing. And the list goes on. Okay, take line two or don't take line two. Liz is on line two. Hooray. Hey, Liz, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Long time. How have you been?
Hi, I've been doing well. Thank you.
Did I see you on CNN this morning?
Yes, I've been doing kind of nonstop craziness, so but thrilled to be here.
Yeah, we're glad that you could join us again. Really nice work on that documentary. What was that? When did that drop? When did we first see your video piece on her?
So the documentary aired on February 3rd, 2021, so a few months ago.
Yeah, right. And I presume you've been following the story ever since, although we're all catching up with it today. What has happened since we first discovered the lengths to which this conservatorship went?
So yesterday, the New York Times published a new report in which we got access to confidential court records, and they revealed that for several years, much earlier than anyone has known, Britney has been raising red flags about the conservatorship, saying she's wanted to get out of it, and also questioning the fitness of her father as her conservator. And this is really surprising because recently, defenders of the conservatorship have, you know, said that Britney can get out of it at any time, implying that she wants to be in it, and that's not what our court records found.
What did the court records find? What did they say about that?
So we know that back in 2014, according to a transcript of a hearing, her lawyer told the court that Britney wants to urgently get out of the conservatorship. And at that time, she also questioned her father's role as conservator, in part citing his drinking. And then we know that in 2016, according to a court record, Britney also again said she wanted to get out of the conservatorship. And she described the level of control that she felt the conservatorship came with. Specifically, she said her father was obsessed with controlling everything about her.
Hmm. Does her father have access to her assets? Can he use them at his discretion for his own gain?
So he is in control of her $60 million fortune. Everything, you know, he spends money on or what he does with the money is, you know, reviewed by the court. So it's not as if he is, you know, can just do whatever he wants. But that level of oversight, you know, we don't totally know what's going on there.
So could he buy himself a new car? Can he buy a house? Can he buy clothes? Can he go to a nice restaurant?
You know, it's not totally clear. Anything he does with Britney's money is accounted for in the court and is part of a public record. But if you go through those records, which anyone can do if you want to go buy them from the LA court's website, they can be quite vague and a lot is redacted. So what exactly is going on with her money, you know, we don't know.
Is it certain that she did need some sort of oversight?
you know, there's no way to totally know that. We don't know what exactly, you know, her father explained as the reasoning for the conservatorship. All those records are sealed.
It's kind of a weird phenomenon anyway. I mean, I could see if somebody was truly mentally incapacitated from at birth, you know, they knew that they were just never smart enough or mature enough to handle their money or their situation. I'm trying to imagine the instances where conservatorship of an adult by another adult would be reasonable. But it would seem to me like that would be extraordinarily rare, and that if Brittany fell into that kind of case, it would be temporary. It wouldn't be this long lasting, you know?
Yeah, so experts note that, you know, conservatorships are generally for the elderly with dementia or people with severe disabilities that leave them unable to take care of themselves in day-to-day life. So it's extremely rare, if not unheard of, to have a conservatee who is able to go out and actively perform and make millions of dollars while under a conservatorship.
Yeah, right. So, and if she did need help, I think a lot of us, after seeing your piece, you know, drew the conclusion that, okay, then somebody oversee her situation, a trusted attorney, but not her dad. I mean, that wasn't hard to figure out.
It's very interesting because, again, conservatorship experts say that the whole system is designed to prioritize the wishes of the conservatee and to respect, you know, the wishes of the conservatee. But we know that, you know, Brittany has been raising concerns about her father, and specifically her lawyer told the court last year that she is afraid of him, yet he is still in control of her fortune alongside a co-conservator.
So what is happening today then, Liz?
So today, Brittany is going to speak to the court. What exactly she'll say, no one really knows. We know that she made the request to speak to the court on an emergency basis. So it seems whatever it is, you know, she really wants to say it.
Do we have any idea about how she's doing these days? Has she had any outbreaks, or is she maintaining a sane and normal life? What's Brittany like now?
I don't know, you know, whether anyone really knows much about her day-to-day life. The conservators have the ability to, you know, restrict visitors to Brittany. Journalists say it's really difficult to get, you know, independent access to interview her. So, you know, I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, I guess those sort of, you could have your manager run interference if you don't want to do interviews. Anybody, celebrity, I guess, can do that. So maybe, you know, we'll never know what any celebrity's life is like, how tethered they are or not. But we don't have any evidence that she's losing it. It's not like we've had some of these. If she has funny or interesting, what's her platform? It's not tweets. Is it Instagram?
Instagram. Mm-hmm.
She kind of almost speaks in a code on Instagram, doesn't she?
There's a lot of people who, you know, scrutinize her Instagram to try to find out, you know, look for clues or to try to find out what's going on. You know, I'm not one of them.
Is that because that's just a rabbit hole you don't want to go down? Or do you think that maybe in trying to protect Brittany, we've all gotten ourselves in Brittany's space more than we should?
I just prefer to, you know, sit back and wait to hear from her when she wants to. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to what it is that she says to the court today.
Yeah, that's at 3 o'clock this afternoon, I think, Eastern time. Is that right?
I believe it'll be at 4:30 Eastern.
4:30 Eastern. Okay. Well, we'll wait and see what happens then. What's the best case scenario for Brittany in this case? Is it possible the judge would completely dismiss her father?
Really hard to say. You know, again, many people think she's going to ask for her father to be removed. You know, it's also possible she tells the court she wants the conservatorship terminated. There's also a million other ways it could play out. You know, she could just talk about something specific, like her access to her phone, or, you know, that she wants to get married, or a million other things.
Liz Day's on a phone line, senior editor for the New York Times Presents, Framing Britney Spears, one of the documentaries under that umbrella. Is there something else you're working on these days, Liz? Are you working on another story about somebody or thing?
You know, we're continuing to report on Britney's conservatorship as the legal battle continues to play out. And then our documentary, Framing Britney Spears, was part of our entire documentary series called The New York Times Presents. So we have more episodes coming.
Of Britney Spears, though, or of other subjects?
Of other subjects. You know, we're continuing to stay on Britney, but we, you know, do documentaries on subjects ranging from, you know, Breonna Taylor to doctors dealing with the coronavirus outbreak, and basically anything you might see in the New York Times in print, you could see in our documentary series.
One last observation. When you were on CNN this morning, they, you know, used some B-roll to show Britney in action. And they always find the most lurid or sexy or sexual videos of her. Not that it's hard to find them, but I almost wish in presenting a fuller picture of the person, we wouldn't only think of Britney in those terms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, in the documentary, we spent a lot of time contextualizing Britney and where she is now by going back and looking at, you know, how she's been presented by the media, including, you know, exactly how you described.
Okay, so if I still want to watch it, New York Times Presents, Google that and I can find the doc and then maybe more about you guys down the road or Britney down the road via you. I appreciate your time today, Liz.
Thank you so much.
That's Liz Day, Senior Editor at New York Times Presents.